Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallcast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. Hey, so this week we have DK Dennis in the house. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey. Now
say it again. Sorry. It's a button thing.
Now that I'm on, thanks, Nate.
Okay. And Dennis, on the phone, on Zoom, on video, we have the Capital Group. They're a financial consulting agency. And with us, joining us today, we've got Mr. John Heckler, who's an advisor for them, and Mr. Andrew Beardall, the senior partner. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, see, I got the mic right on
this
that
one. This is weird. This is weird having them on TV while we're talking. I'm not sure about this yet.
Computer monitor.
Television.
The moving picture machine? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I know. It's your age group. Welcome, gentlemen. So you guys are a financial consulting agency with many tentacles and other piece parts there. So why don't you, let's have the senior partner start out, Mr. Andrew. Tell us kind of briefly what you guys do.
Certainly. The Capital Group is based in Bethesda, Maryland, and we're a financial consulting and advisory agency. What we can do for small government contractors or government contractors, medium size, even large ones, is we are a resource to help you with your commercial insurance exposures, with your 401k and retirement planning, and with your health insurance and employee benefits needs.
So do you guys, so you're not like United Healthcare or Blue Cross Blue Shield, right? You are the middleman in between the company and the healthcare provider. Is that how you'd say that?
On the healthcare side of things, that is indeed the case. You know, we work as a brokerage. So what we will do is help a client find the right fit for them when it comes to health insurance. Now, over on the commercial insurance side, that's where you have things like professional liability and workers' comp, general liability. We have a specialized program for government contractors, and that involves a insurance company itself. It's what's called a risk retention group, a small market captive, where we are both the broker and the insurance company to provide coverage to folks that are in the government contracting world, specifically the IT side of government contracting, though that's a very wide definition for us.
Okay. So,
What about 401k? So you're kind of a little mixed bag here, I think. So what about 401k? Is that, I'm asking this from your perspectives, but also, you know, we're always looking for helping companies find organizations to do this.
And
also internally.
Yes. No, certainly. We also, back in the early 2010s, started our own registered investment advisory. So we will act as a advisor to someone in a 401k plan in both 321, 338 capacity. And we will help you set up a 401k. We will take over the management of it. We will give you guidance on it. And we can help with retirement plans in general. We can help high net worth individuals manage their own wealth, set up deferred comp plans, things along that line, whatever you may need for financial services.
And what about employee benefits? Where do you, are you talking about vision, dental, all that kind of junk?
Indeed, yeah. It's employee benefits generally consists of primarily your medical insurance, and then can also include vision, dental, long-term disability, short-term disability, you know, a variety of other, what we call ancillary coverages.
So you do the whole benefits package, basically, from a company perspective. From
we sure can, absolutely.
And is there a size, like goal for you guys? Like, you know, if it's under 20 people, that's not kind of in your space. They got to be between, you know, 500 to 1,000. Is there, or, you know, a $1 billion company? What is there a size standard?
Certainly. So we will work with companies that range from, you know, two people in someone's garage getting started up. We have a small business unit just for that and a specialized small business program on the commercial side, all the way up to companies with, you know, tens or hundreds of million dollars of revenue and, you know, 2,000 employees. Okay. You know, we're not quite at the point where we can insure Lockheed Martin or Coca-Cola yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. So, speaking of which brings me to my first question is the Capital Group, do you guys have your own, I don't know what the right word is. You have your own fund that you've created that pays for all of this, for like the insurance side of things, or how does that work?
Okay, so we've got it in several different categories. And let me give you a little bit of background. The Capital Group itself started off as an employee benefits agency, putting things out to folks like Aetna and United and the Blues and Cigna and the like. And that started in the mid-90s and kept going and growing through the mid-2000s. When we got to the mid-2000s, we started branching out into commercial insurance. That's your general liability, your professional liability, workers' comp, EPLI, things along that line. And we were based here in Bethesda, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. And everywhere around here are government contractors. So we were collecting an awful lot of money for government contractors and saw, wow, these folks never have claims. And you might occasionally find something small, someone trips on a rug, so there's a workers' comp claim, or someone loses a laptop and there's a small property claim. But what we never saw were any big liability claims. And we thought, that's weird. So we took about 400 policy years worth of information and sent it up to Milliman, which is a big actuarial firm up in Boston. And they came back to us and said, wow, you know, you found an anomaly in the market. This is weird. The government just doesn't sue. And we realized, yeah, that's true, because the government has other levers they can pull. They can blackball you. They can toss you out of an agency. They can put you in jail if you do something really awful. Yep. But they have other things they can do to force compliance. So what we found is an area where, in essence, people were being overcharged if they are in this lower risk profile. So what we did is we took all that information, sent it off to Lloyd's of London, biggest insurance conglomerate in the world. And they came back and said, you know what? You've got something here. We put all that together because they agreed to back us. Three out of their five biggest syndicates got on board. And we then turned around, went to the State Insurance Commission, and we became our own insurance company where we provide things like professional liability, general liability, a couple other different lines. And then for things like workers' comp or auto, we work with the big folks, the Hartfords and CNAs and Travelers of the world. They've been excellent partners to us. And with that, we started our GovTech program. The Government Technology Insurance Company Risk Retention Group is the full name. So you'll see why we went with GovTech, because that can be a mouthful.
Like the Smalls.
You got it. The GovTech program took off and has been doing very well since 2011. We just had our 10-year anniversary. And then in the mid-2010s, we started our own RIA, which is the Registered Investment Advisory Company. And people would come to us for the retirement planning and the 401ks. So we do try very hard to be a one-stop shop for support in the employee benefits and medical side of things, the commercial insurance side of things, and the retirement planning.
Man, that was good. I'm excited already. I want to learn more about you guys and get it to our company. I do. It sounds like you guys have done some good homework there. I did have a question, and I've asked this to, we've spoken to a couple insurance brokers previously. You know, when you start looking at companies and trying to get them to convert, if they're not a new company, like, if, you know, startups kind of make sense because they're just moving and they don't really have a lot of this stuff set up. We have a good friend that we're kind of mentoring his company. It was just him, and now he's up to about 10 employees. But, you know, getting him set up was, and he'll tell you, it was one of the hardest things he's ever done in his life to get all these pieces together. And one of them is all these benefits. And I ask him, you know, is there companies or organizations out there that help you do this? And he's like, well, kind of. And he found one locally that does kind of similar work. But how hard is it to get companies to, like, change? Like, you know, so our company that Nate and I both work for, you know, they have plans that they're already using. Or so is it pretty difficult for companies to get, like, you to get businesses to change? How hard is that?
Well, it's actually not that hard, because unlike a lot of brokerages, we're an inch wide, but we're a mile deep when it comes to government contracting. When you work with another broker who is going to help out your GovCon, and then they're going to go work on a pet shop, then they're going to go do an accountant's office, right? I'm sure they can sell you some lovely off-the-shelf insurance. My team here, we have dug deep into government contracting. On the commercial side of things, we can, everybody from, you know, me, all the way to the fellows who do the certs, can look at a government contract, read it, interpret it, and give feedback on it. You don't find that in most insurance shops. We rely on our expertise to really draw people to us on the commercial insurance side. And that, combined with our GovTech program, where it generally costs less, you know, it'll either cost you less or you'll pay the same money and have more robust coverage. Mm-hmm. Gets people to jump ship with us a lot, because we're not just here as another insurance broker. We are here as the insurance company. And when we walk in the door, it's a different story to tell from a different perspective so that a client can understand it better. Now, on the health insurance side of things, that's more John's bailiwick than mine. I oversee the commercial operations here at the Capital Group and GovTech. But John, do you want to address how you get people on board for on the health insurance side?
I was going to pick on John myself here in a minute. He's been quiet. Oh, okay. He's like, Andrew's got this.
Wait, you guys introduced him. He forgot about me.
I was getting there, brother. I was getting there.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and get into the health insurance side. Similar to how we have GovTech, we have a program that we have called GovCon Health on the health insurance side. And that is what we call a health insurance consortium, where essentially we group together a group of about 600 government contractors all around the country. And we use that group buying power to go to the carriers, because different than on the GovTech side, they're their own insurance company. We're the brokers on the health side. So we go to all the carriers, your Aetna, Kaiser, all those guys. And now we have a huge pool of lives with a bunch of premiums, basically $250 million worth of stop loss premiums. And we go to the carriers and say, hey, listen, we got all these lives. What can you do for us on price? So we get huge discounts on the price. And then when companies do get a claim, instead of that claim impacting a 30-man group, there's thousands and thousands of lives. You're not really seeing those increases. So every year when companies go to renew their health insurance, instead of seeing a 15% increase, we're between 2 and 4% every single year. So we kind of have that stickiness similar to how GovTech, and Andrew and I work hand in hand. So companies will come over and we'll talk to them about GovTech. And then we'll also mention what we do on the health insurance side. And it makes a lot of sense for a lot of these GovCons.
So as an advisor, do you advise down to the individual employee level or at a company level?
So it's more on the company level. Okay. I work in the group benefit space. I don't really do anything on the individual lines.
Okay. Okay.
That's where Andrew, have that capability.
Yeah.
I can tell you, over on the RIA side of things, the investment side of things, we can do, we'll do company-wide education, but we have team members who are available to talk to anybody individually about their retirement plan, things like allocations and financial plans that they may need to make, setting up 529s for their kids, whatever. That we are here for all of that down on the individual level as well.
Yeah. And when people have questions about their company health plan, like if an employee's curious about X, Y, or Z, like, yes, of course, they can reach out to our team and we'll be there to help them out on that.
Yeah. Our service team picks up where John leaves off, and day-to-day questions. Can I get a new card? Hey, is this doctor part of the plan? Oh, can I get this medication? Things along that line. We have a service team of dozens of people here to help out with those operational day-to-day type questions.
Okay. So real quick, Dennis, before we move on, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we'll find out a little bit more about the Capital Group and what they're all doing.
The Department of Defense has gotten very serious about cybersecurity. The DoD just passed a new mandate called the CMMC that all government contractors must adhere to. In the near future, you will not be able to do business with the Department of Defense unless your company follows the CMMC protocol. Devil Dog Cybersecurity partners with government contractors to create and implement robust cybersecurity solutions that meet the DoD requirements. Our team of engineers have a large depth of knowledge in the CMMC and the NIST 800-171. Solutions can be implemented in as little as 30 to 90 days, depending on the size and scope of the project. Best of all, Devil Dog has an affordable pricing structure specifically designed for small to medium-sized businesses. The big question is your firm ready for a CMMC audit? Contact Devil Dog Cybersecurity and receive a free vulnerability assessment with no obligation. Register for your free assessment at devildogcyber.com. Devil Dog is here to make cybersecurity compliance affordable, fast, and painless for your company. Devil Dog Cybersecurity is one of the few companies designated as a registered provider organization by the CMMC accreditation body. This means our solutions adhere to the complex standards and requirements of the CMMC board. Register for your free assessment at devildogcyber.com. Devil Dog is here to make cybersecurity compliance affordable, fast, and painless for your company.
Welcome back to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This week we have Dennis in the house with us. Welcome back, Dennis.
I'm still here. I didn't leave yet.
You're still there? Okay. It's good. On Zoom, on the other end here, we have both John Heckler and Andrew Beardall from the Capital Group. Welcome back, guys.
In the Capital.
Thanks. Thank you. Near the Capital.
It looks like it's sunny outside there too, by the way. This is weird having actually seeing people because we don't ever get, we just usually talk to everybody, not see them. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's why we have this room. We specifically built it because everything's online these days.
Yeah. No, we like it. Hey, so I told you guys, you know, when we first started doing this, I'm going to change slight direction on here on you guys. So I wanted to ask you about a little bit personal stuff. You know, how did you guys get into this business? I always am curious how, you know, I tell my son, he's like, well, Dad, I want to go this way. I don't want to take a job doing this because I might get stuck doing that forever. I'm like, you know, just walk, because who knows where you're going to end up at. You know, you're going to go one direction and you're going to end up way over on this other side over here. But so how did you guys, Andrew, if you want to start first, how did you guys get into this business?
Well, I'm one of those people who started one direction and moved all the way over. I was a scientist in college. Oh. I graduated with a degree in biology and then I got a graduate degree in neuroscience. And I wasn't having fun, so I decided on a whim to go to law school. I did very well in law school and met a couple of folks, including one fella who had an insurance agency and needed some help running it. And that's where I got into insurance and learned about it. He had a specialized program set up through his. And that sort of environment, setting up a specialized program, a specialized instrument for a specific need, really captured my attention. So I hooked up with my current partners here at the Capital Group, you know, who I One of them I've known since we were children, and brought up this idea. They really liked the idea, and I came on board to build the GovTech program. Hmm.
Cool. And John, how did you get into this? You're a little bit younger. What brought you this way?
Definitely a little bit younger than Andrew.
I mean, no, that's horrible. You should not say that.
You know, most people get raises at the end of the year. Most people get raises at the end of the year. Not John.
Yeah, no. I should be hurt, but I know it comes from a place of jealousy, so I'll forgive it.
I get it. Yeah, I don't have all that knowledge yet. But yeah, so I'm pretty new to the Capital Group. I was hired in March of this year. So before this, I was working up in Brooklyn, New York with ADP. I was doing that for 2 years. I started in payroll sales in the small business market. And then that kind of transitioned into me, working in health insurance, and I had Brooklyn and Queens as my sales territory for that. I did that for about 4 months and then COVID hit. So my entire life kind of just got put on pause, if you will. I did the work from home thing for a little bit, but it was just kind of tough to stay on top of everyone in Brooklyn. So I ended up deciding to kind of look for different opportunities. And now that I had the insurance licenses, I was connected with the Capital Group, and I've been here about, 7 months now?
Yeah.
So what's it take to get the insurance licenses? What's that?
So the first insurance license that I took was the health, life, and annuities. That's a test that you take. It's similar to like taking a series 7 or like a series 6. It's just a sit down with probably like a 3 or 4 hour test, and then you got it.
Yeah. So, you've got to go through a class, and you've got to get, you know, jump through all the various hoops, because each state has its own insurance licensing.
Yep.
Right. So certifications, right? Like all certifications. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't realize that each state, well, I guess, yeah, every state would, because
different insurance policies,
you know, right? Our insurance is through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama and other, you know, it's, to me, it's odd. Cause if your corporate headquarters is in another location, right? Another state, and you're here, we got to be careful, because when we're shopping insurance, because we might not have anybody in network because we're in a different state. Is what we found.
That's why you need a good advisor when it comes to things like this. One of the things that John does when he's working on someone's medical insurance is he will ask, where is every place that you have people? You know, where do you have employees, family members? And then try to find a plan that gives you that kind of network flexibility. Because while there are some that are nationwide, others are much more regional. Now, there are trade-offs when it comes to things like pricing, deductibles, and the like. But a good advisor, someone like John or other members of my team, will be able to sit down with you and really dissect that, just to make sure that some of your employees who may be remote, or they may be on a government site that's way outside of the scope of your corporate headquarters, don't get shortchanged when it comes to medical insurance coverage.
Yeah, or worst case scenario, overseas too, right? You got people that are traveling overseas. You got to consider that as well. I know I used to work for a very large company, and we had special insurance cards to carry with us when we were traveling overseas, in case you got sick while you're in England or Italy or wherever we were.
Well, and as government contractors, not only do you have to look at overseas health insurance, but you have to look at things like DBA, Defense-Based Act Insurance, which is in essence workers' comp for overseas folks. You've got to look at foreign package exposures, you know, like property that you may have overseas, or general liability. If you're going to be driving overseas, you may need foreign auto. So it's not only something you would look at the individual level for an individual traveling, but something that you've got to look at on the corporate level for exposures that may exist for the company in other countries.
Right, right. So you guys, this is awesome. John, you and I met in Huntsville, Alabama, I believe, at the Space and Missile Defense Symposium, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
So where else are you guys? So your offices are there in Maryland. Do you have offices in other locations as well, or just there in Maryland?
So our main headquarters is here, but it's actually kind of interesting. We have, just as of recently, even more recently than I met you when I was down in Huntsville, But we've now partnered with a company called Baldwin Risk Partners, which is based out of Tampa. So now we've kind of gone from having just this kind of DC area, and we were breaking out a little bit nationally, but now we have the ability to kind of go completely nationally with the wheels of BRP behind us, which is pretty cool.
So this is a good time to get in with you guys. Where are you going to be next? If someone wants to meet with you guys, are you traveling some more?
Well, it depends. We're going to have people down at the 8A conference in New Orleans in mid-October. And then several of us will be down at the National 8A conference in Orlando in January. We send people to lots of conferences. Those are the ones that I know about just because those are the ones I've signed off on. But I know there are going to be folks going to other ones as well. But thanks to the miracle of Zoom and the like, we've talked to people all over the country. And we have clients in Colorado, Florida, Alabama, soon to be California, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Massachusetts. I'm sure there are others.
All the military.
New York. Yeah. That we've got people all over the place. And especially where there's a concentration of government contractors, Colorado right. Springs, Huntsville, the Space Coast of Florida.
Yep.
It's very common to see us there in some way, shape, or form.
So how do people get a hold of you? I know we can look you up on the web, but what's your web address and how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, there's www.govtechinsurance.com or www.capgroupfinancial.com. Our main telephone number is 301-214-7666 on the Capital Group side. And for GovTech, it's 202-GovTech, 202-G-O-V-T-E-C-H.
Those are pretty easy to remember. Thank you. I don't know. Nate's writing them down. We do want to have a follow-on discussion with you guys. Maybe I'll push your information around. And then also about the smalls, see if we can get some more things set up to get people more informed kind of what services you guys offer. I like that idea.
One thing I'd like to jump on, I was listening to your commercial during the commercial break, and they were talking about CMMC. It's something that we've been very involved in because one aspect of CMMC that everyone should be looking at is the idea of cyber insurance.
Yep.
It is the biggest growing area of risk for government contractors. We saw 12 different claims on that so far this year. And we've got a team here who goes very deep and very detail-oriented into cyber insurance, what you may need, what kind of analysis is necessary. So as you're pushing things out, especially folks who are looking for CMMC certification, it's an important piece to have because as well as many of the cybersecurity folks do out there, if something goes wrong, you as a company don't want to be caught paying for it.
Yep.
You would much rather have an insurance company to help you out on that. And that's a relatively new type of coverage out there that not a lot of folks understand.
Yeah, no, thank you for bringing that up. I'm a member of the ISSA local chapter here, and we talk about that internally within the cyber community, but really not external to that, and that is a very good point. So thank you.
Well, I would also assume, the whole point of CMMC is even companies like you guys will probably have to become CMMC certified as well to do business with the government or any contractor that's part of the government is what we're hearing. So that's something to keep in mind as well for all companies out there.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's the way the wind's blowing. It's starting with the DOD for CMMC. It's then going to fan out to other government agencies. And then, yes, I think eventually folks who are even tangential to the government are going to have to be in compliance in order to keep doing business that way.
Yep, we're already seeing it. Anything, so Company A has a contract with the government. Company B, C, D, just our subs to Company A, automatically everything has to be flowed to them. We're just waiting to say anybody that does a business with the government, and that could be, like you guys said,
insurance providers or whatever, they're going to need to be certified as well, because their accounting systems might touch the other accounting systems, or email systems touch email systems. So, yeah, it's going to be huge.
Kind of like COVID. Okay, we're leaving that one alone. Don't go there. All right. Well, hey, guys, thank you very much for being on today. And, again, what's the email address real quick if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys?
It's www.capgroupfinancial.com or www.govtechinsurance.com.
And those are the websites. If you want an email, you can feel free to email me directly. My email is jheckler@capgroupfinancial.com.
And you can also get a hold of us at the Smalls, and we'll put you in contact with the Capital Group as well.
And what are those emails, Dennis?
SmallsColorado@gmail.com or SmallsColorado@thesmalls.org.
Or you can get a hold of me at justnate, JUSTNATE.
Or just go to our website. Smalls.org. Just go to our website.
Or go to the website, thesmalls.org.
Hey, thank you, guys. This is really interesting. You know, we have lots of guests on the show, and I every day I learn something new, and every time we have a show, I learn something new, and I did again today, and I actually would like to talk to you guys further about some things, see if we can't do some more, help each other out with some things. So again, appreciate your time. Appreciate you guys waiting on us. For those of you who don't know, in Radio Land, we had a fire alarm go off just before this. So it was kind of fun. Anyways, thank you guys for being on today, and look forward to seeing you guys at the next conference. Maybe I'll try to get down to the 8A thing, but yes. Really appreciate it.
And I also want to tell you guys, thank you guys for coming on the show. And if you guys just stay online here real quick, we will sign off for everybody else and get back to you guys soon. This is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.